In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to talk about why everything cannot be a priority. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel Peterson. I'm super excited because in my book club, we have been reading an amazing book every single month, a nonfiction book. We read books such as What I Know for Sure by Oprah Winfrey, Rejection Proof by Jia Jiang. We've been reading some amazing books, and one of the books that we are reading, we're actually reading this one currently, is called Limitless by Jim Quick. And what I love about the book Limitless is it challenges the limits that we have in our minds about what our brains are capable of. And one of the things that I think we don't realize is how capable our brains are of expanding. Our brains are capable of hyper-focusing in so many ways that we don't even realize. Our brains are capable of totally revamping the way that we look at life. It's actually a great book. If you want to, by the way, join my book club, it is free. Every single month, we actually give away 10 copies of whatever the newest book is. And in June of 2021, we are going to be reading Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And I started reading this book and I started crying on the first two pages. And I was like, this is the book we have to read. I know a lot of people have been through tough times. I know a lot of people have been through trauma. And it is a book that is incredible. In fact, a lot of people who survived the Holocaust said that this was the book that helped them to get their lives sorted out. And so I'm really excited about reading this book with a ton of people. But with reading Limitless by Jim Quick, I decided to test something. So I've been reading, generally speaking, about 2 to 3 books per week, except in very busy seasons. And 2 to 3 books per week has been a very normal pace for me. That's without trying. That is my normal reading speed. Any more than that, and I'm having to try pretty hard. I'm having to prioritize it. Reading is just something that for me fills in the cracks of everything in life. I will tell you guys part of the reason that I got so encouraged to start reading again as an adult. As a kid, my grandparents were amazing, my Nana and my Papa, and they would always take me to the library and they'd say, sweet girl, pick up more books than you need. Pick up more books than you think you need. And so I would bring home 20 or 30 books. And I loved those library days more than anything. I loved going to the library. We didn't have much money growing up. In fact, one of the years, my parents only made $11,000. So we grew up in a really tight financial household until the age of about 13 years old. And so for me, reading was an escape. It was a safe place. It was honestly everything. Reading was so important to me. As an adult, I got carried away with life. I don't know if this has ever happened to you before. I'm actually willing to bet it has. And I kind of forgot about my passion for reading, mostly because in the season of being a single mom, I didn't have time to read as many books and I lost my desire to read. About 6 years ago, I got really brave one day and decided to cold message the president of the Forbes 30 Under 30 committee. And he's an amazing guy, by the way. He's so kind. But he hopped on a call with me. He agreed to hop on a call and we talked a bit. And he gave me one piece of advice. I did always wonder why he hopped on a call with me when he was the president of the Forbes 30 Under 30. We like double checked to make sure it was all true and everything. And he legitimately was. But he said, not many people are bold enough to ask for a phone call, just straight up like, will you hop on the phone with me? I need some advice. And so he was willing to do that and it was really cool. But he said, you know, Rachel, most people read about 4 books per year on average. That is the average reading speed. He said, if you commit to reading 1 book per week, every single week, even just for a year, you will read more than most people do in 1 year. That most people read in 10 years. He said you will just be able to piece together frameworks for life. You'll be able to understand things so much faster. He didn't say what kind of book, but generally speaking, I just assumed that he meant nonfiction, personal development, business books, books about like life and humanity and psychology, self-help, like all of the above. So I started reading one book per week, and one of the things that was amazing was how quickly I was able to almost like reference all these different books that I've read, and I was able to kind of like pick and choose from one book to the next. By the way, I hope you're enjoying this episode because I was going to go one direction and now I'm nerding out about books because I'm obsessed. So I read one book per week for the first couple years of my business, and then when I finally listened to my body, my brain, my family, my husband, and scaled back from working way too much, topic for another day, I had more time and I was like, let's just fill this in with reading. So I read 2 to 3 books per week right now. I mostly read, I'm probably gonna have to like change the name of this episode since we're talking about reading. Kind of funny. I just like went off on a rabbit trail and I'm like passionately preaching about reading because it literally, I personally believe it's like a life-changing experience. So I read personally sometimes in the mornings when I'm in seasons where I wake up early. I'm not currently in one of those seasons. I read sometimes at night instead of watching TV shows unless we're in a season that's really like brain activity heavy. And then I get kind of, you know, tired of learning and I'm like, I need a break. I need something. I need to intentionally disassociate and not have to use my brain for a couple hours before bed. I read on weekends. We go to the park. I read a book for several hours there at the park. I read when we go run errands. We like to run errands as a family. I love going to the grocery store with my kids. I like going to Target. I like picking up food. I just love going places with my family. And so Paul always drives and I just read books. And then we take turns picking out music in the car. Everyone takes a turn. It's kind of fun. Then no one gets mad either. It's kind of nice. Like every person knows that their turn is coming up when we're in the car. I also, sometimes when I'm in a season where walking is my main form of exercise, I will get on the treadmill and walk for 45 to 90 minutes, reading a book the whole time in my actual hands. But Audible is one thing that has really changed the game for me. Now, there are pros and cons to reading on Audible, and what I love about Audible is that you can listen while you're multitasking, whether you're cooking, whether you're on a walk, whether you're, you know, organizing something, sitting at a soccer game, which we are in that season of life right now. We have soccer and softball 4 days a week, which is kind of wild. And it feels rude to like read a book because then my eyes are on my book. So instead I listen to Audible. I don't like that it's as slow, but that being said, I really love just every form of books and being able to learn. I personally prefer reading. But one of the things that I want to share with you is that reading this book, Limitless, with my book club by Jim Quick, I kind of realized pretty quickly that I was limiting myself and I was still reading slower than the capabilities I've developed now to read a little faster. For some reason, it's like ingrained in us that we can't speed things up. Like, our running speed is just our running speed. Our speed to perform tasks is just the speed that we perform tasks at. Our reading speed, our typing speed, all of those things are fixed. But what I love about Limitless is it really challenged me to say, like, what if you could read faster? Like, what if you could absorb all the information faster? So I decided to try this new reading technique called chunking. And chunking is where basically you take a paragraph at a time instead of reading every single word. And I don't normally read every word. I just kind of like scan sentences and it puts it all together in my brain. But chunking, I got through this book called Essentialism by Greg McKeown. Is that right? McKeown? I can't pronounce the last name. McKeown. Well, close enough. And there's 240 pages in it and I read it in 2 hours. So what that taught me, and that's not going to be the case for everyone. I am a very fast reader. I know that reading is like one of my super, super skills. It makes me superhuman. Everyone has things that make them superhuman. But what was cool for me was realizing anybody can speed up their reading speed. And so for me, going from 2 to 3 books a week to this speed, I'm working to get to one book a day. And I think that that would be so wild because I would love to be able to sit down and every week have 7 books finished. But one of the things that I took away from this book, Essentialism, which comes back to the title of this episode, is that not everything can be a priority. So not everything can be a priority in every season. Today I walked the members of the Social Clique through an exercise where they actually identified what are their 5 top priorities in their life and business, because you kind of have to have priorities in both. They are not segmented parts of our lives. They are intertwined. So what are those five top priorities? And then what are three steps or indications that you're on the right track there? And one of the great things with this idea of not everything can be a priority is sometimes I think things get added to our lists by other people, by expectations, by the world. And one of the things I want to challenge you to think about today is what are the things that you are thinking are priorities because you heard someone else say it, or because your mom told you that that's how life just is, or because for whatever reason, something has been reinforced in your brain over and over and over again. What if your priorities are totally different than what the world has set up for you? And I'm willing to bet the chances are when you make your list of priorities, you'll be shocked to see what is not on the list. For example, I noticed that on the list, having a six pack was never on my priorities list. So why am I holding that pressure to myself? Why am I saying like that's something I have to do? Being best dressed, I'm not great at putting outfits together. I'm also not great at decorating my house. I'm really, really in admiration of people who are, but why am I thinking that I have to have great outfits all the time when that's just not who I am and it's not a priority of mine? So I want to challenge you, what priorities are you operating your life based on? And if everything is a priority, nothing is a priority. You have to choose what are your priorities based on you living your best ideal life. If you are like, oh my gosh, I want to get in on that training. I want to learn more about priorities and building a life and a business by design, head on over to clickforlife.com. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com. And you can apply to work directly with me in mentorship and mastermind. I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now. Sure.